Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we have a kind of serious topic that I think is really important to discuss as well. The topic is dealing with cyberbullying. Okay, so have you ever dealt with bullying as a kid? We don't have to talk about cyberbullying yet because I think, especially for me and you, the age that we grew up in, we didn't really have cyberbullying. We didn't have computers and we didn't have the internet. It wasn't really a big problem for us, but we definitely had bullying in school.
Yes, have you ever
dealt with that or saw other people?
In high school, there's always,
Oh, my God. I think in middle school, middle school, high school is the worst.
Yeah, like really small thing. Like today you maybe have this weird hairstyle or you have some new stuff and people will see that and start to make fun of that.
Yeah.
And this little thing will be with you for the rest of your school life.
So. I definitely think, especially in the middle school, high school years, bullying gets kind of worse and worse.
Like,
kids can be really mean. Have you ever dealt with cyberbullying as an adult? Like, maybe not to you personally, but like you've seen it happen?
Yes, and actually we see lots of news regarding this issue.
That's true.
Yeah, like I think not so long ago there was a kind of a celebrity or actress. I'm not quite sure what she was. She actually committed suicide because of cyberbullying.
Wow.
Yeah, because someone said about her.
Online.
So you don't even know who said those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you see how bullying and even cyberbullying is a really important issue that we should talk about because you see how it can, maybe these things that you see online, if you're the person bullying someone, you might think, oh, it's no big deal. I'm just making fun of them. Or like you're just bored. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's the motive behind that. But then like maybe what you think are just words can be really, really harmful to other people. And it might cause even worse things to happen to them, like, for example, suicide or something. So it's really, really, really bad. And I think it's something that we definitely need to recognize and educate people about. So our topic for today is about dealing with cyberbullying, and we're going to write an essay about that. So let's take a look. All right, so let's take a look at our writing prompt today.
OK, 马上看一下我们今天的写作的主题。今天要写的是一篇这个叙述论说文。那呢，我们要讨论的是关于这个网络霸凌的事情。我们的题是说呢，近年来网络霸凌事件频传，让受害者饱受痛苦。请写一篇关于网络霸凌的文章。第一段，请根据自己或朋友的经验，或者是呢新闻报道说明这个现象。第二段呢，请说明你对于如何遏制网络霸凌的看法及理由。文长呢，至少120个单词。
All right, so it says, with the internet, it's easy for people to bully other people. That's called cyberbullying, because cyber means like something online. And when you bully someone, it can make the victim or the other person feel hurt. Now, we have to write an article about cyberbullying. In the first paragraph, you can talk about maybe a personal experience or even just something that you saw, a friend's experience or...You know, it doesn't have to be something about you or your friend, but maybe something you saw in the news as well about cyberbullying. And in the second paragraph, talk about what you think about cyberbullying and what we can do to stop it. And the essay has to be at least 120 words. Okay, so first of all, what do you think about cyberbullying?
Cyberbullying, I think it's very bad. The worst part of it, I think, is that the people who are bullying others are probably not aware of that. Yeah, because it's...on the internet, and it's not like talking face-to-face, talking in person. So you can say mean things, like straightforward, very easily, because you are not, like, facing them. So, so it's very bad. But no matter you know you're bullying others or not...It's bullying. If you hurt someone, that's bullying.
Exactly. And especially if you purposely do it with, you know, bad intentions, it's bullying. Like, you shouldn't make fun of people and make them feel bad. You know, I think cyberbullying and bullying in general is just wrong. Any kind of bullying is wrong. And like you said, it's very, very easy for people to bully someone over the internet because you're just sitting behind a computer and it's easy for you to say very mean things. You say these things and you don't even think about the actions or you don't even think about the consequences. And it's really easy to be like the big guy on the internet. And yeah, I think it's a really, really big problem that we should educate people with. Because I think there is a fine line. There is a huge difference between teasing someone, just for fun, making a joke. And then there is a really big difference between bullying. Like, it's okay, I think, sometimes to, make jokes with your friends or to tease people, as long as it's done in a good and positive way.
Yes.
Like, it's just for fun. You're not really saying hurtful things. But remember, again, bullying is when you purposely hurt the person's feelings, and you do this every single day, all the time, until the person feels really, really upset about it. So I think cyberbullying is definitely something that we need to tackle, because it's a really big problem, especially for people who use the internet so often now.
And yeah.
So I think we should definitely do something about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. But what do you think we can do to stop it, to stop cyberbullying?
I mean, we can't tell kids to not use the internet, right? So I think it's all about just educating people, educating children about how to be positive to other people, how to not judge other people, and to treat other people with respect in person and on the internet as
well. Make them know, like, the consequence.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, like, I think naturally, it's easy in human nature. I think it's like for human nature that kids, tease each other, they poke fun at each other. But again, like I said, there is a fine line between teasing, making fun of people, and actually really, really hurting their feelings on purpose. So I think, if you do realize that you've hurt someone's feelings, that you should apologize immediately as well. Like, if you know that, okay, oops, someone's hurt because of something that I said, you should say sorry and you should apologize and recognize it. Because if you don't do that, it becomes into bullying, because you do this every single day. You say the same thing every single day. You don't know, like, the other person doesn't want to tell them, like, oh, I feel hurt, because it might lead you to bully them even more. So yeah, I think education is a way to do it.
Yes, I think education is a good way, but there should also be law against cyberbullying. People should take responsibility of what they say or what they do. Because I remember some news in the United States, like some people, they are streaming online, playing games, probably like Counter-Strike or some shooting games. Anyways, someone lose and he really angry and he wants to have some revenge or something to the winner. So he actually called the police, because he Googled and find that guy's address and like call the police, like they have drugs or something.
Oh my God, that's intense.
So that's really serious problem. That's more than like something you said to hurt people. You actually take action. So I think for sure we will need some law against this problem.
Yeah, I think we need more cyber laws, especially since we're so connected to the internet these days. We definitely need some kind of laws for the internet.
Yeah, also it's a global problem, because on the internet you don't have
you can go anywhere
borders.
In the world.
Yes,
yeah,
so
I understand. You guys understand, right? So before we start writing, we can develop an approach. And remember, we need an introduction, a body. So the body, again, the prompt told us we need two paragraphs, and then we need a conclusion. So when we write the body or even the introduction and conclusion, we should have a topic sentence. And after the topic sentence, we need to provide supporting details to back up the topic sentence or your main idea.
Okay, so in our this is to write a conclusion, but it's not a normal conclusion. 我们是一个叙述论说文，所以呢，在这叙述论说文里面呢，你可以呢有这个两段的文章。那第一段呢，我们可以是比较描述客观的经验、事实、你看过的事情、你自己发生的事情，所以这边是一个这个叙述文。那在第二段呢，我们要开始讲述自己的看法，在这边呢就是一个论说文的写法咯。那两个段落呢，我们都需要要有主题句，同时呢，我们需要很多的细节来支持这两个主题句。OK， 这样子呢，我们才能够形成一篇的文章。OK， 那马上呢，我们最开始呢，我们就可以从这个拟定大纲开始了。
Alright, so for example, in the first paragraph, we can say, this is our outline, so we can say topic sentence one. So the topic sentence can be, I had a friend named Dana in junior high school. Okay, so this is our main idea. So the writer here is not going to talk about her own personal experience, but instead an experience that she had about a friend. So here she gave some details about her friend Dana. She said she started ignoring me and sending mean text messages. Okay, and then she said I was scared to check my phone. And then a true friend showed me Dana was bullying me. Okay, so these are all the things that Dana did. So she thought Dana was her friend, but Dana was really mean. She gave her mean text messages. She was ignoring her. And then this caused this person to be really scared to look at their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone else, not Dana, said that, okay, Dana was actually trying to bully you. Or actually, she's bullying you. And so here, what we can do instead is we can write this sentence. We can say, only when a true friend pointed out that Dana was bullying me did I realize what had been happening.
Mm-hmm. OK, 所以呢在这边我们看到既然第一个段落呢我们是一个叙述哦，我们是在讲述过去发生的事情，所以呢在这边文章我们通常是使用过去简单式或是呢搭配过去时态的这些过去式的这个动词的形态。那在这个句子里面我们看到这个只有在一个真正的朋友指出这件事情的时候我才了解后面发生了什么事情，所以呢在这边我们是使用这个 only 加上副词子句 only when 怎么样怎么样才怎么样怎么样。 OK, 这个意思呢是表示说这个只有在什么事情发生的时候呢这个后面才怎么样的一个句型哦。那注意到呢这个 only 呢它这个 only 引导的这个子句只有怎么样这个句子它可以放在句中间也可以放在句首，但是呢当我们放在句首的时候呢要特别注意到我们的这个主要子句必须要倒装。 OK, 比方说呢我们刚刚课文的句子、哦、其实本来句子应该是 I realized what had been happening only when a true friend pointed out, 在这个我们的这个例句里面呢我们就把它倒装了，把 only 放到句首，我们就说 only when a true friend pointed out that Dana was bullying me did I realize. OK, 注意到我们后面这个主要子句必须要做倒装。我们可能可以再造一个句子，我们可以说呢 only when the kids are asleepDoes Diane work on her blog? OK, 只有在孩子都去睡觉之后呢，戴安才开始写她的部落格。注意到呢，当我们把 only 放在句首的时候，后面这边 Does Diane work? OK, 我们一样要做一个倒装。或者是呢，我们可以再造一个句子 ，Only by taking a cable car can tourists get to the ski resort? OK, 只有搭乘缆车的时候，游客才能到达那座滑雪度假的圣地。Only by taking a cable car, 这边呢是我们前面 only 引导的 only 加上这个介系词片语。那后面呢，我们引导的主要子句 can tourists get to the ski resort? 这边 can tourists get? 这边呢，我们要做一个倒装。这个呢，就是只有怎么样才怎么样的一个文法。
嗯哼。All right, so we can say only when my friend pointed it out that Dana was bullying me, we can use this sentence as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can move on to the second paragraph, which is our second topic sentence. We can say, let's go back to the first paragraph. We can talk a little bit more about what Dana did, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You can add more details about... you could highlight how bad things were, like what kind of things she said to you or she said to this person, and to say like how you felt. And then we can say, oh, we realized that Dana was actually a bully. Now, then we can move on to the second topic sentence to talk about bullying or even just cyberbullying. So here, this writer, for their topic sentence, second topic sentence, she said, cyberbullying is a serious problem. Okay, so maybe Dana was not, you know, bullying her to her face. Maybe she was also doing it on the internet as well. We saw that she was sending her text messages. So she said, cyberbullying is a serious problem. And then one example this writer gave was, don't just put up with cyberbullies. Okay, now when you put up with someone or something, it means you don't deal with that person or you don't deal with that thing. You don't say anything or you don't resist or reject the idea. So for example, we can say cyberbullying is a serious problem in our society, and I don't want other young people to go through what I did. I advise people being cyberbullied not to just put up with it, okay? So basically the writer is saying don't put up with it, deal with it, don't say nothing, you know, don't be silent about it. So that's why she says I advise people, okay? You're giving them some advice.
OK, 所以呢在这边呢我们看到 I advise people being cyberbullied not to just put up with it. OK, 我建议遭到网络霸凌的人不要只是默默忍受。这边这个 put up 这个动词片语就是表示默默忍受的意思。那建议怎么样呢，在这边我们用了这个单字，这个动词 advise。advise 呢它就表示建议或者是劝告。那它的用法呢我们就可以 advise somebody to do something.OK, 注意到了，我们是 advise somebody, 后面是加上这个不定词 to do something, 建议他做什么事情。那否定的话呢，我们把 not 加在 to 前面。OK, advise somebody not to do something. OK, 建议他不要这么做。 OK, 我们造个例句了。这个 Susan advised her son to participate in some activities as a way of making friends. OK, 可能他的儿子是一个宅男，所以呢，苏珊建议他儿子参加一些活动，作为这个交朋友的方式。Advised her son to participate. OK, 建议他的孩子去参加这些活动。那呢，我们也可以使用 advise 再加上 that, 后面再加上用 should 来引导此句哦。这个是一样的意思，不同的写法。建议他应该要怎么做。Susan advised her son that he should participate in some activities. OK,这个苏珊建议他儿子应该这么做，我们在这个第二个句子我们改写成使用 that 再加上 should 来引导后面的子句。
And then, again, we said instead of using advised, okay, so advised means you're giving a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you can also use suggest or propose.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, you can say, I suggest people being cyberbullied not to just put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I propose people being cyberbullied not to put up with it. Okay?
Okay,
so again, you can replace advise with suggest or propose. Here's another example. You can say, Claire suggested that we...should take some time off and travel abroad. So when you want to give someone advice or you want to, you know, kind of give someone an idea or some help, you can use advise, suggest, or propose.
Okay, 所以呢，除了这个 advise 之外呢，我们也可以使用 suggest 或是这个 propose 来做一个代换。那注意到呢， suggest 或是 propose 呢，我们后面加上的是ving 动名词或是名词，我们不是像刚刚 advise 是使用不定词 to 再加上原形动词，用法有一点不一样啊。那 suggest 或 propose如果在否定的话，我们是在 ving 前面加上 not, OK, not doing something, 这个呢也是否定的用法。那除了这个用法之外呢，我们也可以使用刚刚讲的这个 that 来引导后面的子句， suggest someone that, OK, 这个他应该做些什么事情。那在我们后面这个 that 引导的子句呢，因为我们这个 advise 或是 suggest 或是 propose 都已经有建议他应该怎么做，已经有这个意思了，所以呢，我们 that 后面的这个引导的子句呢，我们这个里面的这个 should 呢，它是可以省略的。所以呢，有的时候你看到这个 that 后面子句，它后面加的是，比方说 she 后面，但是我们后面加上的是这个原形动词，就要知道说它不是写错了，是因为呢它把这个 should 给省略掉了。
嗯哼。Okay, so let's go back to our outline. So, back to the second paragraph, we're talking about how this is a cyberbullying is a serious problem. And some more details we can add is to tell the person to stop or block them, okay, or to save their messages to report them if needed. So here are some suggestions that the writer thinks that we can do in order to stop cyberbullying. So, yeah, I do think it's important that we have evidence to show that the bullying is happening.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think the easiest thing that you can do is actually just to block the person.
Yeah.
Right? It saves you so much time. It saves you so much trouble. You don't have to keep arguing with that person. And if blocking doesn't help, then you should save the message and try to report it to someone. And screenshot it. And that's where I think, you know, it's important for us to have the cyber laws.
Mm-hmm.
So here, how can you write this? We can say also save the conversation so you can report them to the authorities if needed. So again, we use this grammar point if needed. So if maybe blocking the person helps, it works, you're fine, you're free, you're happy. But if it keeps going on and on and on and on, remember you need to screenshot the conversation and you can give them to the authorities. Authorities means people like the police if needed.
OK, 所以呢，在这个我们这边啊，他说，假如说你前面的这个 block them 封锁这些人呢已经有效了，那你就不用做到后面这一步。但是假如说如果需要的话，必要的时候呢，你可以把这些讯息呢存起来，拿给这个当局 authorities 指的就是这个，比方说像是警察啊，或者是那个你学校里面的这些教官等等的。OK, 在必要的时候呢，可以把这些储存起来的这些证据呢，这些对话、这些截图呢，拿给这个当局来做一个检举。OK, 那这。这边我们看到 if needed 就表示假如有需要的话 OK 因为比方说如果你前面不管是 block them 或是呢ignore them 或者是呢你就不跟他们讲话这个已经有效了那呢我们就不用做到这一步但假如说真的有需要的话我们就可以说这个 if needed OK if needed 它原来的句子呢原本是 if it is needed 如果这个是需要的话那在这边呢我们就是把这个 it is 省略了 if needed 直接就表示这个假如有需要的话那补充一下哦，如果句子的语义是明确的在这个句子当中呢我们重组连接词就是 if 后面的这些 it is there is OK 这些呢都是可以省略的哦 比方说呢，我们说这个假如有的话 ，if there is any， 假如说那边有一些这个什么东西的话 ，OK， 这个 there is 是可以省略的，我们可以说 if any， 或者是呢，比方说假如有必要的话，刚刚我们说 if it is needed， it is 可以省略 if needed， 或者是呢，我们可以说 if it is necessary， 假如有必要的话，我们可以一样直接变成 if necessary， 或者是呢，这个如预期的。OK， 跟你期待的一样 ，as it was expected， 跟这个我们期待的是一样的状况发生了。那这个 it was 呢，也是可以这个省略的。我们可以说 as expected， 跟预期当中是一样的状况。OK， 我们可以造个例句哦 ，if necessary， you can refer to these materials as you work on your project。OK， 这个假如有需要的话 ，if necessary， 它原本呢记得是 if it is necessary， 在这边我们把这个从属连接词 if 后面的 it is 给省略掉，所以 if necessary， 假如有必要的话。
Mm-hmm. And of course, when you're doing your writing, make sure that you have a conclusion as well.
Yes.
Because conclusions help you tie the whole article together so it makes sense, or the whole essay together so it makes sense. So here we can say, there are good people who can help, okay? Remember, not everybody is a bad person. Not mm-hmm. everyone is a bully. There are actually really nice people around that can help you. So the author, the writer here, they wrote, remember, there are good people around who can help. Don't let one mean person ruin your life. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Writing sample 1. When I was in junior high school, I had a friend named Dana who seemed really cool. We had a lot of fun times together, but soon things began to change.Dana started ignoring me at school, and she would send me cruel text messages throughout the day. They could be about anything from my ugly clothes to my character. I felt scared whenever my phone beeped, to the point where I didn't want to check it anymore. Only when a true friend pointed out that Dana was bullying me did I realize what had been happening. Cyberbullying is a serious problem in our society, and I don't want other young people to go through what I did.I advise people being cyberbullied not to just put up with it. There are many ways to end cyberbullying. You can tell the person to stop or block their messages. Also, save the conversation so you can report them to the authorities if needed. Remember, there are good people around who can help. Don't let one mean person ruin your life. Writing sample 2. Cyberbullying has become a big problem as more and more of our social interaction moves online.I've experienced it myself. Last year, some classmates saw that I'd forgotten to log out of my Facebook account on a school computer. Instead of logging me out, they changed my password and started posting terrible things on my profile. As I couldn't access my own account, I had no way of removing the posts, many of which angered my friends and family. What's worse, it took Facebook over a week to review my case and allow me to access my own account again.Personally, I don't believe bullying, whether online or offline, will ever end. However, I think people can learn how to deal with cyberbullying more effectively. Ask the person to stop as long as you feel comfortable doing so. If they don't, save evidence of the bullying and take it to someone you trust. With other support, you can figure out what steps to take to bring the bullying to an end. In today's digital world, learning how to deal with cyberbullying is an unfortunate but necessary skill.There's very nice people who are willing to help you, and then you could, and if you really, I think overall in general, if you do need help in life, mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask, because there is someone who is willing to help you. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be someone who's going to help if you need it to. So don't think that you're alone. You're not alone. There are nice people around to help you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...Yes, a lot to talk about with cyberbullying. Hopefully, you guys are not dealing with any cyberbullies. And if you are dealing with them at school or, you know, even on the internet, be brave. Be brave and stand up to them, because I think that's what they like. They like to prey on weak people.
Yeah.
You know, they like to pick on you because you don't say anything. You're weak in their eyes. So if you stand up to them and if you're meaner to them or if you start to gain more power back, actually, the bullies get really scared too. So,
yeah,
they're nothing.
Just like you.
Yeah, they're scared, but then they show it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can show that you're not scared by standing up for yourself. Okay, but again, if you do have any problems at school with bullying or with, you know, cyberbullying, make sure you speak to an adult too, because maybe they can help you out and they can help you figure out some problems
mm-hmm.
to help you figure out some solutions to this
yes.
problem. All right, so that's all the time that we have for
mm-hmm.
today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.